Blog Talk Radio. You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
No. First of all, I'd like to begin, Kalfani, with your telling me a little bit about your history with the Atlanta Police Department.
Okay. Well, my history with the Atlanta Police Department actually spanned about 28 years. Started off on patrol, and I eventually was fortunate enough to work my way up to a police commander's position. Of that period, I guess during that period, I actually worked on a SWAT team for 10 years as the lead counter sniper for the Atlanta Police SWAT team, and as also one of the lead instructors for firearms training and fitness training, as well as tactics training with APD SWAT.
Oh, goodness. Now, Triple F training, that's your brainchild. How did you initially come to want to develop that in order to be able to help people with their own personal defense?
Right. Well, I actually came up with the idea for about 17 years ago, to be honest. My passion for public service in general, and specifically in regards to, you know, protecting others, I just began to develop a business model for a service which would allow me to continue, excuse me, in the business of protecting others after my official retirement from the Atlanta Police Department. So I wanted to be able to impart, you know, my knowledge of survival skills and things of that nature to people to help them successfully survive any spontaneous or unexpected type of hostile situation that they may find themselves thrust into. So my goal was to accomplish this through teaching personal preparedness of an individual's fitness, fighting, and firearms acumen. So Triple F was created in a sense to allow me to vicariously be at multiple hostile incidents at any given moment as an extension to continue satisfying my desire to protect people, you know, from the predatory, if you will, element of our society.
Absolutely. So let's look at each element of Triple F. When you talk about fitness, now you've got a lot of people out there who may be feeling like, well, you know, I don't really work out. I may not be actually physically prepared for this. Who can participate in this? Is this an intermediate thing where you're at an intermediate level of fitness, or can anybody join in and get this training at the fitness level? Because it sounds like it's pretty rigorous.
Well, actually it is, but it's also progressive training. So we can start you at the very basic entry level, but we all, you know, and that's pretty much for the civilian population. We offer, as I say, fitness, fighting, and firearms techniques for several communities, such as the civilian community, the law enforcement community, as well as the military community. But you don't have to necessarily already be in any type of program or in any particular type of shape. That's what we're designed to do. We're designed to give you different means or different mechanisms that you can utilize to get yourself in shape as far as fitness goes, to learn some self-defensive type techniques and firearms techniques as well.
So you can take the novice person who may not be in the best of shape, and you start where? Does it involve running, weight training, anything like that?
Well, as far as the specifically to the fitness portion of the training, right, it consists of we try to expose all the clients to as many modes of training as possible, because, you know, there's no such thing as one size fits all. So we try to give something that may appeal to everyone. So we offer things like Zumba, step, jump rope, calisthenics, you know, cross circuit training type, isometric type running, military conditioning, and just pretty much every kind of mode of fitness that you can pretty much imagine.
So let's say we're in a group setting or a group situation. There will be different means of the fitness training to accommodate each individual, I'm assuming.
Right, correct. Whether it be group or individual, because we do, you know, we do offer group sessions. We offer individual sessions. They could be, you know, it could be in any area or all areas that we offer. But we try to expose each time we meet, for instance, in our 4-week so-called quote-unquote boot camp type of a package that we offer. We meet four times, it's a month-long course, and we meet three times a week, but on the particular day that we meet for Safe Fitness, we'll have a different mode of fitness each time that we meet. So whichever mode you're going to gravitate toward will be the mode that you can either stick to that, or you can experiment with other types of fitness to see what actually appeals to the individual.
Okay, now you just used those words, boot camp, boot camp, oh no, that sounds like that's going to be too much for me, so, oh my goodness. But actually, you know, you make it sound very comfortable as if you can really work with anyone, so that's good. So we have no worries there. Now, one part that I like is the firearm, because I used to carry a weapon years ago and I don't. For somebody who may be a novice in that area, what can you do with that? Where do they begin? Is it training at a gun range, or what do we do?
That's correct. One thing about the Triple F training is that we do not have the limitations of a physical training structure or facility. You know, so this lends to our ability to provide mobile or communicative, you know, service to our customers. So we want to make it as convenient as possible for people to receive, you know, this life-saving training. So we do what we can to diminish the obstacle of that dreaded Atlanta traffic for those who are serious about preparing themselves for the unexpected. So in regards to firearm, what we'll do, we'll set up a session with you. You can either come to us, or we'll actually go to you. We will determine a firearms location, an indoor firearms shooting range in your area, and then we'll conduct the training there. Now, the first session in firearms actually comprises of an hour of classroom in addition to the hour of actual shooting on the range. And the hour of the classroom is to acquaint you and to familiarize you with just basics pertaining to firearms training. We'll give you basic shooting techniques. We'll give you theory and philosophy behind firearms usage. We'll give you criminal code, criminal law. We'll give you maintenance and safety type instruction in that classroom hour. And then we'll go to the range for an additional hour. And this is just the first session. After you receive the basic classroom portion, the subsequent firearm sessions will be, you know, an hour on the actual range shooting. And we progressively hone your skills up to the point to where you're comfortable with actually perhaps even obtaining a concealed carry permit, and you're comfortable with having a firearm in your home.
Okay, all right. So you provide the firearms to the participants, or...
Yes, we do.
Okay, that was one thing I wanted to know. So now there's the fighting aspect of it, and you're trained in martial arts, correct?
That's correct.
And what are we going to do with this when it comes to the fighting aspect of it? Because I've tried it before. I'm not necessarily the best at that, but me personally, I find it to be something that requires a lot of discipline. So what are we getting out of the fighting aspect? Is it just martial arts, or...
No, actually, the fighting, we do focus on the hand-to-hand or the empty hand combat, as it's called, or martial art. But we limit it to just those techniques that we think or that has been proven over time to be beneficial and effective in defending yourself against any type of, common street crime or maybe even in-home violence. Domestic type things, when you're in public businesses, or workplace type violence. So we kind of streamlined it down to those techniques that work best in those type of scenarios. But in addition to that, as I said, each week when we offer this training, we normally sign folks up for about four. It doesn't have to be a 4-week course. I mean, you can take as many. If you want to take a course every day for a year, you could. Or if you want to take a course one day a month, you could do that as well. You could take any combination of courses that you want, be they fitness, fighting, or firearms. So we're real flexible in that regard. But in the fighting module, we'll do a week of hand-to-hand combat and probably a couple weeks of that. But we also try to make sure we get in a couple weeks of at least some weapons training. So the weapons training will either be an impact weapon, such as a long stick or a short stick, you know, which basically translates to a baseball bat or a broomstick or a golf club, whatever you have available in your natural environment when that situation occurs. We want you to be able to look at just your typical everyday items and actually see the potential to utilize those as weapons to protect yourself and your loved ones given any situation. We'll also usually include an edge weapon fighting, which is basically, you know, knives, like a pocket knife or a neck knife. But we'll even get into, again, like I said, those common everyday items such as letter openers, mirror shards, or any other kind of natural or modified edge weapon that you'll find in your environment.
It sounds very extensive, very extensive. Mm-hmm. It's like you're getting a lot out of it in, you know, just that short amount of time. What about your, I don't necessarily want you to give out pricing, but are there different pricing structures for individuals, groups, and maybe corporate training?
Yes, there are. Our pricing is going to vary depending on the client. In other words, we do have a different pricing for individuals, for groups, for corporations, or military, for law enforcement. And we're in the process now of right now we're working on bringing online a national pricing for nonprofit community outreach type organizations as well.
Oh, okay. So how many instructors per group member? So let's say I have a group of five people that want to participate in this. You're the chief instructor, you're there all the time, or is there one instructor per person? Is it one-on-one, or how do you structure that?
Yeah, well, one-on-one isn't very feasible, but we keep the ratio to 1-6. So for every six students, we'll have one instructor. Chances are I would actually be the instructor, but not necessarily. I mean, I have several other instructors contracted for all the different training and so forth. So that way we're able to run several classes at one time. But if there's only one class running, then I will be the one to actually instruct that class, and I will instruct up to six students. I do put the cap there. Now, I'll also add that if, for instance, you were an individual who wanted to facilitate a group, say your church group, or, you know, you got a group of teachers, or, you know, whatever your job is, and several of your friends, you know, are interested in this training, if you are the person to facilitate organizing that group and getting that group together, then the facilitator's charges are actually waived for that training. So,
okay. I understand. So if I'm together, then the charges for myself would be waived for putting it together. That sounds great.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other things that you want to offer us to us about the program? Any particular aspect that you like best? Probably all of it, since you developed it. But is there anything that you just love with a passion to do that's part of the program to implement to teach another person?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, they all have they're all a favorite to me. I mean, I enjoy seeing people. I enjoy seeing people get into shape who aren't. I just love seeing that process take place. I love when I'm teaching a group of people for self-defense as well, particularly the way our course is designed, just to see the way people's eyes light up when they realize that when you walk into a room and you take account of everything that's in that room, you take inventory of everything in that room, because you're walking into that room with a mindset that anything could happen at any time. So therefore, I need to be conscious of the different exits. I need to be conscious of where the stairwells are. I need to be conscious of where the restroom facilities are. And I need to be conscious even of the furniture in the room. Because whereas I may walk into a room and you may walk into the same room, you may see a table. I see four clubbing instruments because I see the table legs as being weapons that I can use to defend myself or my children. So I do like at the point in training when that light bulb goes on for the students and they're now able to see the possibilities around them. That gives me a great feeling. And of course, you know, the Course of Firearms does. When I take someone from being absolutely horrified of even the thought of a firearm, and then to see them develop to a point to where they're actually mastering that weapon, with all due respect to that weapon, you know, so each of them gives me satisfaction in different ways.
I like so much what you said about walking into a room and you may be able to see a situation one way, but if you're just talking personally to me, I may not see that table, as you said, as a weapon. But I would think that it takes some time to train your eye to that, to train yourself to walk within your environment and to have that kind of alertness, that kind of preparedness. I wish I did have that because I think especially as a woman, or anybody nowadays, that maybe sometimes I may feel too comfortable, but at the same time, in watching the news and being in the news, I don't want to feel afraid all of the time, but yet to be prepared. But I would think that after taking your course, I would be enlightened to that, but still not trained. I think there's a difference. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but that's the beauty of the course. The beauty of the course is that you can continue to take classes, so the course aren't limited to the four-week course. In fact, I do most of the training that I do is individual, ongoing training.
Okay.
So, like I say, we can usually within 4 weeks, a person we've been successful in actually I call it rewiring people's perceptions of their environments. Usually within the 4 weeks, we drill it in you so much during the training to where most people pick it up within the 4 week period.
Do you have a ratio of men to women or women to men that is greater, or does it just depend? Is it equal? I would think, you know, men might be more into that, but I could be wrong. I mean, this could just be my prejudice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my overwhelming customer base are women.
Hmm.
Are women. And more times than not, even when a man approaches me about to express interest in the training, he's usually approaching me for the purpose of enrolling his daughter or his college-age daughter or his wife into the program.
Okay. Well, this has been an educational experience for me. I want to thank you for sharing the information with me and with our listeners. I would love to take the training, so I definitely want to put it on my calendar. I've just been, I guess, within myself, just had a heightened awareness of so much that's going on. And I don't think things just happen. To have run into you, how we met at the time that we did, was certainly a blessing for me. So I'm looking forward to hopefully getting a group of women together and or men, anyone who's interested within my own work environment and to see if we can come together and participate because this sounds like something that's definitely beneficial. So I thank you for joining me today. I thank you for taking the time to educate us. And I just want to say I'm very impressed with what you've done serving on the Atlanta Police Department, taking all of your history of personal growth and implementing it into a program like this wherein you can reach out and help people. So my hat's off to you, and I do wish you much continued success.
Thank you, Cheryl. I really appreciate that. And we look forward to working with your group and seeing what we can impart.
Thank you for joining me today for the 411. Hold on just one moment, Kalfani. I want to talk to you and give you some information, okay?
Okay, thank you.